'cause the vodka is getting hotter. 'Cause the vodka is getting hotter. 'Cause the vodka is getting hotter. 'Cause the vodka is getting hotter.
You have taken the land which is rightfully ours.
Is getting hotter.
Years from now, my people will be forced to live in mobile homes on reservations. Your people will wear cardigans and drink highballs. We will sell our bracelets by the roadside. You will play golf and enjoy hot hors d'oeuvres. My people will have pain and degradation. Your people will have addiction. The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims. And for all these reasons, I've decided to scalp you and burn your village to the ground.
Now I'm the direct descendant of the Mount Manchu Bridger. That means I got a little engine in me. And our battle plan will be that of an Apache resistance. But I got a word of warning for all you would-be warriors. When you join my command, you take on Devitt. The Devitt you owe me, personally. Each and every man under my command owes me 100 scalps. And I want my scalps. We're not gonna get political here today. Politics? No thanks. Let's go watch Sarah McLachlan on the Hill over in Ottawa. She'll make us forget our problems. Will and Keith are in the country. How appropriate. How appropriate. Will and Keith are here during Canada's birthday. Now we're not gonna get political. You think maybe Will and Keith will come to the reserve and see the end product? Hey, Will and Keith, why don't you come and have a glass of water over at my grandpa's house? Let's not get political. Enjoy the day, Canada. Have hot dogs. Eat lots of cotton candies. Drink pops. Go watch your favorite band play at the park in the city you're in. So we sing you this song, Canada, because it's your birthday. And I'm Canadian too. I'm Anishinaabe, first from Treaty 3, Northwestern Ontario. Kuching and Dinjiba. So we sing you this song. Oh, Canada, your home is on native land. Please think of me whenever you cut your grass. Please don't be surprised when you're camping if I stop by and demand a steak. After all, you see, for thousands of years, we used to trade on these lakes. That's the truth right there. These provincial parks, you know why they picked the nicest ones? We already knew about them. Think about it. Please don't be mad. These are just the facts. You guys showed up over here and we took good care of your sickly white ass. Please don't be mad just because you're stuck with me.
I have a personal theory in terms of what's happened on the planet. Macro view, and the view that, industrial revolution, imperialism, and then colonization, these are like a triumphant, they're triumphant, they're a sacred three that go together, and that's kind of like made humanity merge and sort of like intersect with one another to the nth degree on this planet through those three things: colonization, imperialism, and industrialization. We've all met now. We all know one another. Now, you can see that in a negative sense, or you can sort of think, okay, so that's kind of like in the swing of the pendulum. I really believe it's fulfilled its kind of purpose that we can all meet and we all know one another. And so what we could learn from Indigenous people now is we can remember, oh, hang on, there's something other than industrialization, there's something other than imperialism, and there's something other than colonization. As a worldview, as a way of behaving, as a way of conducting ourselves, and as a way of interacting. And I think the indigenous view is really indigenous, in my understanding, means to belong to this land. Not the land belongs to us, but that we belong to it. And I think the swing of the pendulum is going to come back in that direction now. And we've got to relinquish these notions. Because let them go, because they're not serving us anymore. They're about to fail. And the cycle is complete, you know. And now we have to re-indigenize ourselves. I think we have to stop colonizing each other and stop colonizing the planet and start remembering that we belong to the planet. The planet doesn't belong to us. That in fact, we're not imperialists. It's a notion. We're indigenous to this planet. It's about time that we came back. You know, the swing of the pendulum is coming back in another direction now. I think consciousness is happening. Well, we can't help but be aware that that's the truth, that's the reality is. You know, it's fact. Unless we're going to take a spaceship and start colonizing the moon and Mars and Pluto and the sun and all these other things, and we can take that notion and we can extend it as far as we want, but at some point it becomes insanity. And I think we have to become sane again. We have to remember where we are. We have to remember our reality.